It's pretty hard, boys and girls, for the devil to defeat the Lord's work if he wants it to go ahead. My story today is about a man in the Bible Society that was down in China many, many years ago selling portions of scripture, hoping that people would be interested and be saved. The city was full of enemies of the Bible and enemies of missionaries and enemies of the gospel. Suddenly some bad men came and they attacked this man, and they scattered what they called these foreign devilish books to the wind and tore them up and threw them away, and they blew away. Well, the book called Porter, he went away feeling that his work was defeated. They'll never know. But little did he know that some of the portions of that book was picked up by another man named Chu. And Chu began to read these books, and the light of the gospel started to shine in. And even though it was many, many years after, about 12 years after, before he finally got saved, yet he did get saved. And one day he was on a journey, and he met a missionary, and the two of them read the scriptures together regularly. And Chu went back to his home, and he got acquainted with another native man, and told him the gospel. And the two of them met together, and they read together. Then they started a little meeting in Chu's house, and then they started and invited neighbors in and preached the gospel to them. And at the end of 2 years, there was quite a little group of Christians meeting in a big Chinese city that the missionaries, that the call porter had regarded as being hopeless to do anything with. Just a small beginning, but the Lord worked, and a great work was done by somebody, some bad people, just trying to destroy and tear up the Word of God. Little did the devil know, boys, that he was defeating his, and girls, that he was defeating his own cause by tearing up the Word of God and scattering it to the wind. Little did he know that Chu would get a hold of that portion of the scripture and read it and get saved, and many, many others would be saved as well. And that's the way it is. If you're a Christian, then sow the good seed. Sow it everywhere. Tell others about the Lord Jesus. But if you're not saved, then you've got nothing to tell them about. First come to the Lord yourself as a poor sinner and put your trust in Him and be saved first. Then you can go and tell others. Do it, and you'll be glad that you did.